21 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning with my beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah, the 26th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad this early Thursday morning, Yom al-Khamis, on the Q&A. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم معنا عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussain نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, and verse number 63. We will just do one part of it, and tomorrow, inshallah, the second and Saturday, complete the surah and chapter, inshallah al-Aziz. Almighty Allah Jalla wala is teaching us a lesson here that we must remember and believe in right till the time of our death. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول. Never ever make and take the invitation of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, بينكم, amongst yourself. كدعاء بعضكم بعضا, as you call one another. I call Mawlana Arafat. If he has time, he'll come. If he doesn't have time, he won't come. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you something, then it's compulsory and mandatory to come. You can't make excuses unless it's a real valid excuse. So we must be clear on this issue. So this sentence here can be translated, interpreted two different ways. One is when the Master Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam invites you, calls you, you have to respond immediately. Second one is that I can say Arafat bin Ibrahim. He, Arafat, can say Abdul Qadir bin Ismail. So remember, we can call one another by our names without any honorary title. But when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mandatory and compulsory. We must show love and respect and adab for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah mentions 25 prophets and messengers' names in the noble Quran. They are Nami, Ismigrami, honorable names are mentioned. But look at the usloob, the methodology of Almighty Allah. Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, Ya Dawood, Ya Musa. All that you will find in the noble Quran. When Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only creator, owner of the entire universe and creation, He Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being, is addressing the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what does he say? Ya ayyuhar Rasul, O Messenger, peace be upon you. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet, peace be upon you. Ya ayyuhal Muzammil, Ya ayyuhal Mudassir, O you, the one wrapped up in the shawl. When Almighty Allah is using honorary titles and not saying Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what lesson do we learn from there? We ordinary mortals and sinners, obviously then we must use honorary titles as Muslims. Therefore, for a Muslim, it is unbecoming and it does not behove and fit his iman and befit his iman that he just writes Muhammad is unacceptable. Remember that. And just write Muhammad and S or something, that also unacceptable. We must use honorary titles before or after the Name Nami, Isme Grami, the honorable, beautiful, wonderful name of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nam bi kaise? What a name! Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh people, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, do you even know what is the meaning of Muhammad? Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name and nami, honorable name, is mentioned four different places in the Quran, and chapter 47 is dedicated to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the meaning? Muhammad, meaning sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most praised, the most praised, the most praised by Almighty Allah in the entire universe. That is the meaning when it comes to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praises Almighty Allah, Mubashiram bi rasuli ya'ti min ba'd ismihi Ahmad. I, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise Almighty Allah jalla wala, the most in the entire universe. So that is why Ahmad is mentioned in chapter 61, verse 6. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahmad, I praise Allah the most, and Muhammad, Allah praises me the most. So imagine how many honorary titles we must use. Therefore, we use the term Nabi Muhammad Mustafa. Oh Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember both ways it means. This is called Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must bring faith in the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make ittiba, follow the Master immaculately sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his actions. Be obedient, atiullah wa atiur rasul, to Almighty Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must have the greatest love, love the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than we love our parents, our spouses, children and siblings. And we must have the adab and respect for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many other hukuk, but this was just the summary of it. Let's start. Remember, there's so many interesting news stories, news views and interviews. The Prime Minister of New Zealand has resigned in a shock move. People are surprised. 7th February finish, and this Sunday they will choose a new leader. She had enough after five and a half years. I visited New Zealand 3 times, mashallah, wonderful country. 4 million plus people and 40 million sheep there. Now Ukraine, big trouble in Ukraine. Yesterday a helicopter crashed. Some people say 15, some 16, some 17. Irrespective of how many people died, the one person who died is the interior minister. He was one of the key personnel of Zelensky. So a big blow for them. Remember this. Now these interior ministers, they're in big trouble, it seems like. But before I come to the next story, you see Ukraine, they're facing big problems. So Germany told America, you must supply arms directly to them, that is to Ukraine, and then we will supply. So the people in Europe are standing up now. They realize America is just using them as a proxy and sitting comfortably there in the White House. Poland said, the West, we are fed up with this Ukraine problem and so forth and situation. So now only they're realizing when, remember, their cost of living is spiraling out of control in most parts of Europe. Another place, big trouble with the minister, or supposed to be minister of interior, Ari Dairy, the dairy man. So now he, Netanyahu, supposed to appoint him as his minister of interior and health and what have you. The Supreme Court there in Israel disqualified him. He says he's not fit to be a minister. He is guilty of tax evasion and discharges, and he was indicted and charged also. So therefore, a crisis. I told you, we are Muslims. We believe in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think the Jutlas and the Jews are united, but remember, they are not a chosen nation. They are a cursed nation. Allah humiliates them day and night. Every day they are humiliated. Look at this humiliation. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. But their hearts are totally fragmented. People say they're very intelligent. Allah says, chapter 59, verse 14, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. So remember that there are people who don't have brains, intelligence and intellect. And therefore, in a Haaretz newspaper carried the headline, a time bomb is sitting on the desk of Netanyahu, his coalition, because the Shash party, if they pull out, then remember again, that might trigger another crisis in Israeli politics. So always they will find big problems amongst them. Saudi Arabia, can you believe this? Yesterday they said they might ditch the dollar. I think they're just testing the waters and needling Biden, you know, because they don't get on too well with him. U.S. shipping arms from Israel to Ukraine. Now you see, this is the game they play. Israel doesn't want to send arms directly to Ukraine, so they will send it via America, then Ukraine. But what you think? Putin is sleeping? Putin is wide awake. Putin is a big harami. He's going to put them in the right place. He said, our economy is booming. Our wheat and our grain, we have bumper crops. So all these things are happening. We support Putin on this. Whether you like, don't like, is your business. Putin, you big harami, put them in their place. The Americans, the Israelis and NATO, they murdered so many Muslims. And remember, you know what Putin said yesterday? All you African countries, we prepared to make deals with you at discount prices. Can you believe that? But let's see what happens to the African leaders. Will they take it up, or will they be another backlash from China or America? So China, Russia is fine, but America might poke its big nose there again. Secret program spies on America who are sending money overseas. They spy on their own citizens who's sending money here and there and so forth. A big strike is coming up in France. Then there won't be any electricity and so forth and so on. So therefore, we should remember. You see, here in Davos in Switzerland, America made, you understand, like suggestions that you, the Arabs, leaders, you must not meet Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia. They went one by one, not only meeting him, they posing with him and so forth. At least the Arab leaders woke up from their slumber. I think they got a good vaccine, you know. So they, after some time, at that. So anyway, they woke up and they told America, go to hell. So we will meet whoever we want to, and we will pose with whoever we want to. So the Russians are very happy with that. Listen to this one. Last week, see, Jutlas, you are listening? I know you're recording my program. Now see what your leader says. Last week, Saturday night, 80,000 Jutlas and Palestinians, some of them, or whoever, were marching in Tel Aviv. And inshallah, this week, Saturday night, will be even more. And especially now, in the light of the judgments against Dairy and against Netanyahu's coalition and so forth. So that will motivate, inspire them even more, inshallah. We hope so. So Netanyahu says, no, these people who are protesting against us and that, they are funded by foreign governments and organizations. All lies and propaganda. They fed up of you already. You see, there's a Ghanaian student from Ghana. So he was in school. So they found his mother or whatever. So now they're deporting from Israel the mother and child back to Ghana. That's how they work then, Israel, the rogue regime. 4 security Pakistani personnel killed right next to the Iranian border. If you know Iran and you know Pakistan, the Balochistan and Zaidan and all that is so close. So Pakistan is pointing a finger towards Iran that your guard shot our 4 people. So big problems there as well. And Zambia is defaulting on payments, so they busy negotiating. You know, there was that murder of Floyd, George Floyd. George Floyd is a black man, and the police who murdered him is white. So now they trying to make an appeal, and that is who? The white murderer of Floyd. So that is a big story again, but that murderer, remember, still remain in jail because he's got so many other charges against him. Let us take you through our programs for today. So inshallah, Aziz, between 8:30 and 10, 8:30 and 9. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mawzaid Khan will interview Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. That's always interesting. And then we have an interesting program for you between 11 and 12 today, and that is halal and haram. You know, our Muslims, they don't know what is really halal and haram. So we'll discuss a variety of issues and so forth, and inshallah it will be between 11 and 12. So don't worry, nobody's name will be taken. So we discuss just the guidelines and broader guidelines and so forth. So that is what we will educate you on. And thereafter, you must remember, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir. One last announcement quickly. That the story goes like this. On Monday, Brother Ridwan Gangat, one of the official members of the Siratul Jannah Masjid, Robert Shem, Evan Park, he invited me and said they have an open door policy. That were his words. They invite this ulama and this scholar and that. So I was actually surprised he's inviting me. So I said, fine, I'm prepared to come this week Friday. And then they made the advert and they sent it to me Tuesday. And yesterday morning, I sent it out. Yeah, there are thousands of people. Thereafter, he contacts me and say, no, they made double booking and so forth. So anyway, to me, it seems that that committee and officials are not only confused, but their fuses are blown also. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgive me, forgive them, inshallah, we need competent officials everywhere who run the affairs of masjid, not incompetent people. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect our masajid. We all know what happened in Kensington and other places. And yesterday I received some report that the masjid is closed because there was some revenge shooting. So inshallah, we're trying to get more details. So Allah protect all our masajid throughout the world. And that is Ameen. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak. So entire world, we make dua. Allah Jalla wa Allah protect us and our masajid and mosque. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I see I've got Tulani. Tulani says that I didn't know that you're back from your holidays, Ustad. He says that the majority of South Africans are controlled by minor amount of people in government. Why can't the people of South Africa not take over their own country? Tulani, Ustad.
My brother Tulani, I don't know who you're referring to, but I was not on holiday. I work 7 days a week with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So we work all the time, my brother. We don't take leave. Hi, Tata lo leave, Baba. So you must remember this. You see, Tulani, leave South Africa. You see, the white man, they want white hegemony. So what they did? So they brought a system in called secularism. So what is secularism? Is to take you away from religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, whatever it is. And they will tell you this is how you must operate. What are the two mechanisms you must use? Capitalism. So when you have capitalism, the underlying factor there is what is interest. And you must remember the result of it, you have the oligarchies and you have the rich becoming richer and the poor becoming poorer. You, what did you as a person in South Africa? You the person there in Iran? You the person in New Zealand or wherever? What do you see? Arab countries, you just see the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer. So that is the direct result of your, remember what we will call, this capitalism. And second mechanism they use is democracy. Democracy is what? Masses are asses. You must remember that. You can manipulate them and so forth. So how you manipulate them? That you give them one finger and you steal from them 8 fingers, 9 fingers. So that is what happens. You must remember, Tulani. So once you divorce, detach yourself, human rights, human rights, but there's no divine rights. That is a recipe for disaster. Therefore, the whole world is in this big, big mess. Make dua, we all turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that there must be no civil war in this country, and may Almighty Allah protect us all. We already know, besides load shedding, there is water shedding also in some parts of the country. Not because of, one is PE and that, the shortage of water and acute shortage, but other parts where there is rain, where there is water, but because of other reasons, Allah alone knows. So now there is, you understand, water restrictions and so forth. Allah make easy. That's all we can say.
Ustad, what can Muslims do to stop the load shedding, Ustad?
Keep on making tawbah and all that. If I ask you today, yesterday, how many Muslims read Fajr Salat, South Africa? How many read? 80%, 70% don't read. So when you don't read Fajr Salat, you don't read 5 daily Salat on time, then the hadith in Bukhari Sharif says, Bala shaitanu fi udunay, that marad, the shaitan will come and urinate in your ears. The Quran Sharif says, Wama asabakum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum, and when calamities befall you, so it is because of your own deeds and your own actions and so forth. So we must be clear that we can blame this one, but Muslim will first internalize that, am I not doing something wrong? Ha, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu, that take stock of yourself and try and judge what's happening yourself before you're going to come to the day of justice. So me and you need to become true Muslims, then the help of Almighty Allah will come. Otherwise, believe you me, we had it too good for too long in South Africa, and now things are turning the other way. La in shakartum, if you are grateful, you carry out what Almighty Allah told you, la azidannakum, I will increase my bounties and favors. Wala in kafartum, you make kufran. Kufran means you're ungrateful, unthankful. We just trample upon the laws of Allah. We just look for every loophole, make this halal, that halal, and what have you. So remember, inna azabi la shadid, then my punishment will be very, very severe.
Ustad, why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail like Trump promised? This is Carl, Ustad.
But they want to just now put Trump in jail. So American politics, you must remember, is very strange politics. As long as you got money and you can have the best lawyers and so forth, then you'll come out. So you must remember that she landed a top shop job there in one of the universities, Hillary. So that is how they work. You must remember that Condoleezza Rice. So were they not guilty of war crimes there in Iraq? Who murdered all the 1 million Muslims? Was it not Bush and Blair? Story time for all of you, because I know 90% of you don't know this. You see, there in the UK, there's a place called Blackburn. So they invited me 3-4 times, you know, for Ramadan. Even last year they invited. Every year they invite, I don't go, because it's so long and other reasons and so forth. Anyway, but there were 3-4 times I was there. So the Maulana told me that, you see, Jack Straw, he was the big politician, and he and the Muslims, they had good ties, like. So Bush is what? You must remember the president. Condi Rice is, you must remember, minister, you know, what they call foreign affairs, secretary of state, and they like fancy names, you know. So when she came there, the Maulanas and Imams and all of them, she was supposed to address the people in a certain mosque there in Blackburn. So they all stood with banners and they made a big noise. In this masjid, yeah, no rice is allowed. Only basmati rice is allowed. See? So Condoleezza Rice. So only basmati rice will work here. No other rice. They humiliated, disgraced her in such a manner. Even Jack Straw had to resign. You see, that is Allah. That is Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. So can Bush go anywhere in the world? He knows how humiliated they are. So you must understand what is Islam. مَلَّمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. This is the law of Islam. When you don't know why your own things was happening and so forth. Everybody knows a tiger was running around in South Africa. And then they euthanized it. You see, this is English language. Simple term, they shot it dead. You must remember that. But they can't say that. They say, no, they euthanized it. So all euphemisms they will use, you must remember this. So that is how. So Kondi rice will remember that lifelong. In this masjid, only basmati rice allowed.
Ustad, I've got Aftab. He says here, Ana Huna Sayyidi al-Istima'a ilayk. And he says, tell me what you think, do the Israelis, they think of we Iranians. Aftab, Ustad.
MashaAllah, Aftab, awalan anta min ahlil Arab aw anta min ahlil Faris? Hada su'alul awal. Wasu'alul thani, aina anta fi hadhihi al-ayyam? Anta fi Iran aw anta fi junubi Afrika? What I asked our brother Aftab, he asked that question yesterday and he thanked me and now he's back on the, you understand, on the asking questions. I told him Aftab means the sun. So the two questions I posed to him is he a Sunni or is he a Shia? Second one is this, that I asked him, is he in Iran or is he in South Africa here? Yeah? So I hope he answers us, but the answer will remain the same. You must remember, as far as Israel and Iran goes, both our enemies.
Junubi Africa,
Ustad. He's in Junubi Africa, so in South Africa. And the other question, Aftab, anta min ahli sunni or ahlu tashayyu? So remember that, please tell, are you Sunni or Shia? And be honest, don't make taqiyya there. You know, Shias, they love taqiyya. They speak with the fong tongue, just like the Jutlas. So for us, Iran, Israel is the same. You must remember that. Why? Rijalul Kashi is a book written by the Shias. And in there it's written, you must remember that the founder of Shiaism, Abdullah bin Sabah, was a Jew. And he came there to Medina Munawwara from Yemen and so forth during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. And these were the people who caused all the big problems, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, the turmoil during the time of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. Therefore, yesterday I gave you all the texts from theirs. And Fatima Sughra said that, you know, قَاتَلْتُمْ أَبِي كَمَا قَاتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ. You, the Shias, you are responsible for my father's death, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and you are responsible for the death of my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So therefore, if you think that we're going to support Israel or Iran, no, you're mistaken. For us, we are very clear on this issue. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So Almighty Allah states, your worst enemies will be the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the Hindus. You can see Israel, India nowadays, the unholy alliance. And remember, with the Jews will come in the Shias, because their founding fathers are Shia, are Jews, remember that. I've been with Allah's help 5 times to occupied Palestine and once to Iran and India also, I don't know how many times, 5, 6, 7 times. So we know what we are speaking with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. But remember, for us, both our arch enemies.
He says, Sadiq al-Shia. Ustad.
Ah, you see, at least that shukran ya, akhi or whatever, that you must remember, he spoke the truth, he's a Shia. So I told you that this is a forum for you. You are non-Muslims. You ask what you want to. You're a Jew, you're a Christian, you're a Shia, you are a Hindu, whatever you want. We got no problem with that. We got nothing to hide. So anything on your mind, you ask, inshallah, we will give you the true teachings, not the teaching that you want to hear or people want to hear. We are here to defend Islam in its pristine purity.
Please correct my ignorance. Is it true that women should wear ihram like men now? And is it also true that they can go for Hajj or Umrah without a mahram ustad?
Remember the Saudi regime today, everybody knows my stance on them. We don't even consider the leaders to be Muslims. And I told you my fatwa, you can quote me wherever you want. So you must remember that they are just bootlicking the Americans and Israelis and the West. So they want to change the Sharia. So they said even now any lady books a ticket and she goes get visa and goes for Umrah, permissible. Go for Hajj, permissible. So all this is absolutely haram. Instead of coming back with reward, she comes back Una. She comes back cursed. You must remember this. What they are doing, you must remember there, the haram, and the authorities don't do anything about it. Both parties are punished. Those ladies who wear ihram, they are cursed by Almighty Allah. Allah states in chapter 33, verse 59, Ya ayyuhan nabi, kulli azwajik, wa banatik, wa nisa'il mu'mineen. Tell your honorable wives and your beloved daughters and the believing men, remember that they are the women, our wives, our mothers, daughters, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. They must draw the jilbab close, cover the entire body, face, everything. Chapter 33, verse 59. And people who are in the haram, haram means Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Arafat is out of the haram. So chapter 22, so that is Suratul Hajj, and verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whether it's the rulers or whether it's the people coming for Hajj or Umrah, whatever, you just make intention بِظُلْمٍ of oppression and بِإِلْحَادٍ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ. So you made intention of deviation and oppression, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will unleash a painful punishment on that person there. So may Almighty Allah protect the haram Sharifain, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and all this is an agenda to destroy Islam from within. Garku aag lag gayi gar ki chirag se.
Allahu Akbar. I see Sister Elizabeth says, morning to you, AK. In what year did Moses leave Egypt? Ustaz, Sister Elizabeth.
Remember, sister, we cannot rely on the Bible, my sister Elizabeth. I told you your name is Zachariah, Zachariah's wife, and we say Alicia, but you anglicize it and make English out of it and you call it Elizabeth. I want to share two, three things with you. You know Moses, peace be upon him. His honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran and is the most for any prophet and messenger. He lived for 120 years and is buried there, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The most authentic, remember, book on a hadith saying, teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his teaching and his preaching. So he learned, and he used to cry and beg Almighty Allah, oh Almighty Allah, take me right in my ending of my life, bi rami hajarin, a stone's throw away from Masjidul Aqsa, and he's buried somewhere in that area there. When he left Egypt, what date, the Bible will tell us something, the history will tell us something, but we can't rely on the Bible, my sister Elizabeth. Why can't we rely on it? You know you have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused, my sister Elizabeth. And make a note of it, sister Elizabeth, 1631. You got it? 1631. The King James Version of the Bible says, thou shalt commit adultery. Can you believe that? I repeat, the King James Version of the Bible, and this was in the year 1631, they says there, because they're writing with their hand, they make mistake, thou shalt commit adultery, Allah forbid. So therefore, that edition, they call it the wicked Bible. You know, normally on the Bible, you know what they write, the Holy Bible. But that edition, they called it the wicked Bible. So therefore, we should remember these type of things here, that we cannot rely on the Bible, this addition, omission, interpolation, and so forth and so on.
Dr. Sir wants to know, did the Arabs ever get to Mexico, Ustad?
So you must remember that they went to America. They were there before Columbus. That is why I tell you, the whites, I travel all these countries, they have distorted the entire history. You go to Australia, what they did, you must remember, to Aborigine. I met them, the Aborigine, how they finished them up and changed the history and made it lily white. And then you go to the side, New Zealand, I just told you the Prime Minister resigned. Go and see, I met the Maoris, I made one Maori Muslim also with Allah's help. So remember that, how they treated them and what they did to them. Go and study America's history. Therefore, they don't teach in the schools in America the history of America, because everything will come out that how the whites treated, you must remember, the slaves and the red Indians and what have you. Therefore, they don't teach it. If you know anything of America, they give it like the whites are the good guys, like, and everybody else is the bad guy, like. That's how they want it to be. White hegemony, lily white. You go to Britain, Chor Bazaar, you know, that Shashi Tharoor, right? Read his lectures. Excellent. Shashi Tharoor is a big leader of the Congress Party. He said these museums there you find in London, they are Chor Bazaar. That they stole so many things, you must remember. They stole from India, they stole from the Caribbean, they stole from South Africa, from many other countries, and they put in their museum. See how progressive we are. But remember, everything is coming out. King Charles and his chameleon and Sunak, the Indian, the people are fed up already of them, and big, big problems they're facing there in UK. So that is, you must always sift the history. So Dr. Sub, they reach America before Columbus, they reach everywhere basically, but history did not document it because they're Muslims and Arabs and so forth. That is our weakness, remember this, that we don't document things. We just carry on. You know, I told you just now, we are Muslims confused and we blow our fuses.
I see Brother Joshua is back, which we say that I have just read that Putin wants to strike London before Washington. Is the Third World War imminent, Ustad?
The war already started in Israel. You must remember that, Joshua. You better worry about that, because you know which side your allegiance is. So don't believe everything you read. They want to paint Putin as a crazy guy. You see, sometimes they will tell you Putin is very sick, he's going to die tomorrow. Then they will tell you he's got cancer. Then they will tell you that he's going to strike America. Then they will tell you he's going to strike London and so forth. So don't be herd mentality, Joshua. How many vaccines you took, Joshua? You jutlas on your right hand, they gave you what? Pfizer. On your left hand, they gave you Johnson & Johnson. And then here on your buttock, they gave you one booster. And I told you, I'll give you a rooster. So that is there. Don't follow all the media. They make you fools and idiots. That's what they're doing to you. May Almighty Allah guide us all to the truth and pray for our beloved country, South Africa, and the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.